Hello everybody, my name is Ken Fallon, and on the line today we have Code Cruncher. Say hello, Code Cruncher.
Hi, here's Code Cruncher.
And we also have Alden Zen from the Linux Basics podcast. Say hello, Alden.
How's everybody doing?
Not too bad, not too bad. Thanks for joining us today. And first of all, let's explain why Alden is on. Because you might know Alden from the Linux Basics podcast. And they were kind enough to put out the shout that they have a Mumble server. And giving the uncertain future of Skype, we decided that we would try out recording the show on Mumble. And the address is ch1.teamspeak.cc and the port is 64747. And there will be a link in the show notes to all this information. And so far it seems to be working out pretty good. So right now, I'll hand over to Code Cruncher, and you can introduce the new host for this month.
So we had a few new hosts, and welcome to all of them. This is Slurry, Dismal Science, and Sons of Man 1, Brother Red, Aragorn, Strider, Joel, and Josh Knapp.
And thanks to all of them for joining the network. And hope you stick around. Alrighty, let's do the HPR show review. First of all, episode 716 was the HPR admins, and I believe we had some comments on that show.
Sorry?
We had some comments on that show, and basically it came down to are there stickers available? So if anybody is looking for stickers, you can just email admin@hackerpublicradio.org and we'll forward you on to either myself, Pokey, or Peter64, depending on where you live geographically. And we also mentioned that the Skype, well, we were using Skype call recorder, and it turns out that it does record both sessions. We have a few teething problems to work out with this Mumble server, but it's very enjoyable so far. Episode 717 was my switch to Linux from Slurry, and this was a cool show. You were talking about going from computers with green screens on to learning Python. Very interesting. And then the following day, we also had Brother Red, how he got into Linux while listening to radio, somebody plugging in on a radio station. So this is I think that was the first time anybody got into Linux that way, at least on our little series. 719 was Skirlish with the Language Frontier, and we were moving these up so that we can go through the Language Frontier episodes, and this episode was on accents. The following day, we had an interview by Klaatu for the CLI Magic, which is a Twitter identikit feed. And it's funny, the guy says he was on call 48-7. The following day was episode 721, Lost in Bronx, Theater of Imagination, and he wants to make it clear that it's not a how-to, it's a how-not-to. But I don't know if any of you caught Lost in Bronx's latest what's turning into a mini-series. Have you had a chance to listen to that yet? Unmuting yourselves before you talk?
Yes, I just realized that I have to do that.
Did you get it?
I'm not sure I listened to this one.
Okay. Okay, I'll move on. Finding my open page here again. Then we had Claudio with his continuing series of how to upgrade his PC. And I don't know if any of you guys are making PCs anymore. Do you buy PCs or make them?
I was kind of inspired to make a PC. I used to make robots, but actually making PCs sounds interesting too.
I know Claudio has a specific purpose in mind, but when you can buy a computer for like €300 from Dell, all in, I know I just can't justify building a PC unless you really are building it for a specific reason. So moving on. The following day, we had Klaatu with How to Be a Safe Computerist. And he mentioned a book on how to eat plants, which is what plants you can eat, which is kind of interesting. We had Robin Catling from the Full Circle podcast with an interview about the Ubuntu Manual project. And then we had Pokey with the Northeast Linux Fest review. And I think you did a great review there and gave a great feeling of what it was like going on the show floor. Then we had a Mr. Gadgets with his journey through time and space. And I know all of you have, he's uploaded a few more shows and he does eventually get to Linux. This episode was about OS2 and Micro Centers. Are they like a shop or something? Unmuting yourself?
Yes, a Micro Center is a general computing type electronic store here in America.
Okay, good stuff. Then we had Klaatu with how to root your and mod your Android phone. Dismal Science and Sons of Man were on about sex, race, and open source. This was a particularly interesting one about minorities.
And women.
And women, yes, in not being represented in open source. And I think not being represented in computing in general.
Yeah, or underrepresented.
Yeah, true enough. It's funny because my second IT job, my first job in IT, there was as many women in the, my boss was a woman and there was as many women in the team as men, so I've always assumed that it's a 50-50 balance.
Yeah, I mean, same here. I often work in environments where there is at least a third of the people are women, but it doesn't seem to be that usual.
Oh. Okay. Then we had, Robin Catling with Syndicated Thursday from the Ubuntu podcast, the Full Circle podcast. And I bumped this one up because he had just done an interview with the Open Tech Conference guys, Sam Smith, and they wanted it out the next day, so I moved that up. And then we had your very good self, Code Cruncher, with the Linux Fest Northwest, two facts and some interviews. And again, just like Pokey's one, it was great to get a feeling for what it was like on the conference floor. You did a really good job on that one. I was very impressed.
Thanks. I was a bit nervous about this show because it was like the first time I interviewed people, but I mean, you have to start someplace.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what HPR is all about. We're very forgiving and come back and for more. No, that's not to say I thought you did a fantastic job. I found nothing. I was completely completely interested in the conversation that was going on, not anything. I had no criticisms about your show at all. And then we had Klaatu with the ubiquity and potential danger of the RM command, and he is, I've already discussed this with him on IRC, and he is so wrong.
He's wrong?
But, yes, I don't know, I think it's probably a Mac point of view. For people coming from the Mac background, you know, if you put it in there, and it won't be deleted. But my feeling is, delete the file, kill, die, it's gone. Tough. It's gone. If you want to move a file into a backup directory, fine. But if you want to delete a file, then it's deleted. But no, I've been a bit tongue-in-cheek here. I do know where he's coming from.
Yeah, because I first thought, yeah, because I usually just alias the RM command if it's not aliased already, but actually to have a backdoor to get it back in just in case, I liked the idea.
Yeah, I must say, one thing I do miss about, this shows my age now, but the first operating system that I used was the Novell operating system, and they had this concept that once you deleted a file, they just mark it as deleted on the disk, mm-hmm. and they wouldn't overwrite it, mm-hmm. and then you could go in and unpurge it as an admin,
yeah.
and that saved my bacon so many times. Yeah. You just asked the user, like, where it was, and if it was a file that you deleted yourself, you could just simply unpurge it.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what Linux is really doing. If the file it's gone.
Ooh, it goes. Yeah.
The bits are changed.
Yeah, if you're quick enough, you can turn off the PC and hope that nothing is written. But yeah, it's gone. They will immediately, well, pretty soon, start writing in that area.
Okay.
And then we had Spix on Tech episode 2. These guys are getting a bit of a cult following here on HPR. And they were talking about the non-existent hacker space. Mm-hmm. But again, a very interesting show. And Marcosi with too many Linux packaging systems. And this also started up a few threads in the comments section. And I think he's got a point.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think he's wrong.
Yeah, I agree. I don't want to get into the whole discussion right now.
Go on. Okay, well, we better move on anyway. The Language Frontier was next, and then I had an interview with Dave Yates about the Southeast Linux Fest. Mm-hmm. Are you going to that?
Me? It's a little too far. There. Well, it's on the other side of the continent.
Yes. It's probably shorter for me to go to New York than it is for you to go to.
Almost.
But then we had JWP with the Stop the Ubuntu 11.04 Whining, basically put up or shut up. And also sparked a few comments on the comments section. So if you're not subscribed to the comments... Oh, that's something I did this month. I forgot to mention in the show notes. Was... on the main page, I made the subscription button. I have now all the RSS syndication done. So we've got three feeds up there with 2 weeks of audio feed, the MP3, the AUG, and the Speaks feed. And then we have the entire 16 gig archive audio feed from the MP3. And then I've also put a link into the comments section. Plus, I put a link into the MD5 sums and the direct URL for each episode, each of the MP3 episodes. Actually, each of the episodes that are on the server. So that way you can run a wget script off that if you want. Then we had Aragon with Strider with My Start in Computing from Linux, going from an 8-year-old with a motherboard, and then his father saying that he'd pay for it. I thought this was cool. That's something I must do. I'd love my kids to come up and offer to do that. I think it's a really good way to get in to know about your computers. The following day was Joel, who you'll all know as Gorkon from the Linux Link Tech Show, giving us a short history on ham radio and how he got involved. Kind of moving, actually, about getting his grandfather's handle and... kind of inspired me to get into radio. It's kind of a topic that I think I'd be interested in, but I don't know if I'd be technical enough to do it.
I found it interesting, like how it's really used in emergency situations. And it was funny to have a show where the father was so important and then a show with the grandfather who was so important, like one after the other.
Yeah, it's kind of like we've planned that here, you know, heart-wrenching moments. Tune in tomorrow on Days of Hacker Public Radio.
The secret programming that's going on.
That's it in the background, yes. Then we had, during the month, I ran out of shows. There was no shows at all, and I set out the a call for shows, and people responded. One of the people who responded was Nightwise with his Nightcast, wirelessly syncing content to your iPad and iPod. And even if you're not don't have an iPad or iPod, but you do have an Android device, this is one worth listening to. A very good show. And then to wrap up was Josh with denial of service and how to protect yourself. And even if you don't have any threat of being DDoSed, this is a very good episode about how to, for very little money, relatively speaking, how to host a site that could potentially be slashdotted or, all of a sudden get a lot of people coming. So, that was it. That was the rundown of the shows this month. And In the queue, we have upcoming shows, HBR News, which you're listening to. And just before this show, which was on a Mumble server, a guy called Dave popped in, and I managed to snag an interview with him. So that will be going out immediately after this one. We have K5 with an interview with Jason Kreidner of BeagleBoard, Mr. Gadget's Lessons Learned, Language Frontier Episode 5 on the Thursday, Phoenix and Code Cruncher, Botnets and DNS Tunneling.
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
Have listened to that. An interview with Tony Whitmore about Odd Camp 11, Dismal Science, my favorite audiocast, Mr. Gadgets, my path to Linux, and finally he gets there, yes folks, it's Knoppix. Syndicated Thursday will be the Full Circle podcast. He's done a whole series on preparation on doing his show. And the first episode is preparation, and we'll be running those as well. K5, Indiana Linux Fest, interview with Klaatu from Slacker Media, Linux Jazz, Ballin' the Jack, and then we'll have Syndicated Thursday. And after that, we're all out of shows again. We have 141 free slots, folks. 141 free slots. If you want to take one of those and become 140 free slots, then you can contact admin at Hacker Public Radio. So, that was that. A good month all in all. Anything you want to add, Code Cruncher?
Oh, no, I think it looks good for now.
And then we have apologies to Droops for not being there when you called, and Stankdog for calling him Stank Dwag on the episode. So moving on. Do you want to do the first paragraph?
The month in review, yeah, that's please. Kind of my perspective of the month. Because Ken went on holidays, and I actually kind of tried to be a good admin during that time, and it was a little bumpy because, yeah, Ken went on holidays and the server felt abandoned and went on strike. And later there was this time where the server pretended that there's no more space in the queue. And we almost ran out of shows, and we're still looking for people to go to do some HPR PR at the Southeast Linux Fest, for which they will get two fantastic HPR t-shirts. So there are lots of things. I mean, we solved the server problem. I think it was because the server got moved.
Correct, yes.
And the space thing was not really that there was not enough space, but it was a configuration problem. We got a lot of new shows, which is great, but
it's important for people to remember that just because we got 2 weeks in the queue, in 2 weeks' time we'll be back again to this problem. So people have to send in shows.
And we're still looking for people to be at Southeast Linux Fest at the HPR table, which it's only going to be on Saturday and Sunday. So as I understood, the exhibition is not open on Friday. So during those days, it would be great to have a few more people who could just be there and talk about HPR and get t-shirts.
Now I'm planning. Yes. And I'm planning on going to Odd Camp 11, so I think it'll be cool. But you've actually done a booth, and from what you've said and from what the Pokey has said, it's really, really good fun.
It is a lot of fun. I mean, it's fun. You meet people that know about HPR, and then you can ask them how they actually found it. And it's fun because you can talk about HPR, and it's just people that are interesting. I mean, you get into all kinds of topics when you talk to them.
There might be no harm to grab a microphone and just have segments about how you found HPR.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, and if you're going to the show, if you're going to be on the booth, record segments from people and we can add them to a kind of like what you did for, you know, atmosphere type show or if they're long enough, a freestanding
show. Yeah, I still have a few interviews. The quality is really bad, but maybe we can... I'll see.
Let's get this clear. If it's audible, it's good enough to go on HPR.
Maybe I'll just put them in the queue.
Let's get this very clear. Do that, please. Okay, now switching over to the mail list for basically the rest of the show. Mail list and things people have sent to admin. Earlier the month, Klaatu, in response to the BinRev, or to the interview I did with Stank about BinRev, and it's important to remember that BinRev is but one parent of HPR. We have, we also have the Infonomicon Computer Club and Twatech Radio. So I've been trying to get Droops on to do an interview for that, but he is annoyed that I'm not his internet boyfriend, so he's not talking to me anymore. So hopefully we'll get Droops when he comes back from geocaching or wherever he is and get an interview for the other side. But Klaatu did mention that he wanted to put a mention of that into the outro. And I was thinking we should actually, seeing as you know, you have the option of skipping over the outro, but if it is a new show, it would be good at the outro to have basically this is the text I have so far. Hacker Public Radio is brought to you by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and probably somebody if there's a sponsor there. It is a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. All shows are made by the community, listeners like you. For more information on how you can contribute a show, please go to hackerpublicradio.org and click on the contribute button. There's no restriction on how long the show be or on the topics you can cover, so long as they are of interest to hackers. And yeah, BinRev is the Digital Dog Pound. Okay, yeah, we can do that, yeah. Again, I just, as I was going through the emails for this show, I realized I had intended to reply to that, hadn't, and so now I replied to it. Speaking of the mailing list, people have had problems getting on the mailing list, and if you have, please email admin@hackerpublicradio.org. And then we had Ira Huff, put a Drupal site together for HPR admin. And it's at iamahuff.net/HPRadmin1. And you can see a Drupal implementation of the website over there. And Code Cruncher, we need to actually, I think, schedule a Mumble meeting some weekend and have everybody involved and actually make a decision on what we're going to do for
HPR. We're kind of having two experiments going on, one with WordPress and one with Drupal, and we have to make a decision so that we can start implementing it.
And the more I'm thinking about it, the functionality that we can get from WordPress and Drupal, even if they do everything okay, we're still going to need to do some coding ourselves. So I'm wondering, should we just expand the PHP that we have? So I'd like more people involved.
Yeah, let's get to the next point. I'm working on just creating an upload form and have a script in the back that can prepare the audio at the intro and outro if it's not there, and add the ID3 tags. And I'm just doing that to kind of build up the expertise that may be needed to kind of build up the expertise to enhance whatever Drupal or WordPress can provide us with.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So, but anyway, let's...
Oh yeah, let's talk about the security issues, because that's something I do know a little bit about security, but if people could get onto the mailing list and maybe help me answer some of the security questions that I have, because I don't know if I should password protect the form, what kind of security issues we can run in if people can just upload shows more easily. I mean, we could get garbage shows that we really don't want. So far, we have like this Fight Club rule for Hack Public Radio, Fight Club rule, like do not edit for content. But if we make it too easy, it could become a problem.
Okay. But again, I think we should spin off a working group, and I'm asking people who have an interest in HPR and an interest in automation and an interest in working with these sets to come forward, and we'll get you included on this. Okay, moving on. The books and the business card competition have been sent to some people, and more people are coming over to get them in person, so that's quite nice. We've added I mentioned it already, MD5 script. Lost in Bronx ran a spell checker on the contribute page, and I apologize for my incorrectness there. And we now have a resident linguist on board, so we're all comments admin hackerpublicradio.org. We ran out of shows. Corbuntu was going to a LUG meeting and wanted a history of HPR, and which is why what actually sparked me to want to have Droops on to do the second half of that interview, so we would know more about it. Basically, I kind of got into HPR via the Linux Links Tech Show into BinRev, and then from BinRev I heard about Infonomicon, and Infonomicon I heard about Twat Tech, and so it goes. I'm going to OgCamp 11, and there are business cards ordered. And then, yes?
I ordered business cards for Southeast Linux Fest, but I just got a notice that they may be late.
Oh, no. Well, let's cross our fingers here and hope that they get there. 5150 was on the mailing list to say he has the ultimate interview device. Have you seen that?
No. What is it?
It's like one of the Bluetooth earpieces with a finger pointing out that records video and stuff.
Wow.
So, I don't know. Mm-hmm. We'll see. I don't know. The videos they have on the website is very much, you know, somebody standing still, panning left and right, but as they're walking, the video goes all over the shop.
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting. Video interviews. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And we can have Corba 2 sent in a few emails onto the list, spark some discussion. He wants to see if anyone's interested in creating a torrent torrent tracker for podcasts, oddcasts, and videocasts. He's interested in doing an advanced Android hacking series. If anybody is interested, join the mailing list and send Corba 2 an email. And he puts together some HPR guidelines for some Linux fests, which I think you expanded on.
I didn't expand on. I put together what we have as a conference pack of just things to bring to a Linux fest. But I think so far it worked well without rules. So it's like more about the things that you can do at a Linux Fest.
I think, as I put my view on this was that I don't think we need to be that strict. HPR has been fairly open in what they allow, and people have been very good at self-moderation. So I wouldn't expect it to be any different when you see people face-to-face. But it did bring up a point that it would be nice to have a wiki somewhere on the website that we could have pages like this. I've been thinking about them for tips and tricks, for requests for new shows, for scheduling, for
Added that request to the list that we have in our hobbypublicradio.org site. We have a list there with a wish list for the new site.
And let's say now that we keep an eye on the mailing list, but should we plan that in 2 weeks? Perhaps we have a mumble conference about how we're going to go forward with the updates to the website.
Yes, let's see who comes on board and what their schedule is. But 2 weeks sounds good.
Cool, yeah. Okay, and then we had... Finally, I got annoyed of Trend Micro blocking us, so I sent them an email asking them, telling them that we were a community radio station, and I asked them to unblock us, and they sent me an email back saying that, apologizing for them being blocked, and that we're now unblocked.
It was that easy?
So, yeah, I just sent them an email. That couldn't be easy. I was on their website trying to find any reference to it, but... then I just fired them off an email and they said, oh, terribly sorry about that. Now you're unblocked. Which is funny because we were coming up as dangerous. And I know there was some spam on before, but I can't see how that would be dangerous. But... And then I had an email, which I'm not sure is spam, but Zigbee Keaton has written to say that James Turnbull has published his latest book, Pro Puppet, through A Press Media, and if anybody wants to get a copy of that book, I think they will give you a copy, obviously, and have them for an interview, then we can do that. So if anybody wants to do that, that's fine. And then the final thing is I sent out a RFC changing the show from CC by SA. Changing the show from CC by SA NC, non-commercial, to CC by SA. So the proposal will be open for a month. We'll announce the show on the mailing list and also on HPR News. And if approved, then the default license will be CC by SA unless indicated otherwise. And I'm contacting hosts so that we can relicense their shows as CC by SA. A lot of people have already gotten back to me, already given permission. So
I mean, we're basically going to drop the non-commercial part of the license.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, it's pretty much what Linus did originally. His license was it's free to use, but not you're not allowed to make any money out of it. And, you know, I was just... thinking of going to the shows and buying, you know, USB sticks for, I don't know, a 32 gigabyte USB stick is around 20 euros, whatever, and putting all the shows on them. And, you know, somebody could pay cost for that, but, you know, it's still, that wouldn't be allowed under the licensing as it is currently. So that's pretty much it.
I think the responses in the mailing list are like very positive for this change, and I mean very interesting what people say.
Good. I was surprised that so many people actually read the mailing list.
Yeah.
normally I just said I'm going to do this and then there's complete and utter silence. So that proves my point that people that if you don't reply back to the mailing list, I'll assume that you're agreeing with me.
I think that's what's happening. People don't want to flood the mailing list unless it's really important.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And Alden, are you still there? Or?
Oh, wow.
I'm still here.
So let us let's have a quick chat with you about the Linux Basics podcast and what this speaker or this mumble server is all about.
Well, long story short, just started out as Linux Basics, but one of the guy who donates the Mumble server kind of wanted it to be about more than just Linux Basics, more for the community. Currently, the name of it is OpenSpeak, but we do want to, you know, we're flirting with some names, and we're going to probably buy a domain name and just have you log into the address. We'll eventually change, but we've already got Mintcast, Podnuts, the Techie Geek Show, and now HPR on the Mumble server. So we're really stoked that it's coming together and everybody's able to.
It's an absolutely fabulous resource. I mean, it was I'm on the machine that I'm running here. You have a wiki on Linux Basics, which will be in the show notes, obviously, for this episode. And it just explains how you install everything. I didn't need to go through the hoops that's described in the wiki because I already had the version needed to do the recording. For most people, if you're not interested in doing a recording, then you don't need this version 1.2.3. But if you are, then there's a little record button, which we're using right now, and you just press it. It saves the show. And it's all very, very easy to use.
And I just installed it new, so I automatically got the version 1.2.3.
So, what's the schedule like, Alden? How busy does it get?
Well, so far, I know we do on Friday evenings a lug around 8:30 Eastern Standard Time in the U.S., and then around 9:30 or 10-ish, we actually do the Linux Basics podcast, and we stream that live, usually over Justin TV or Ustream. And then, of course, we have the actual MP3 and AUGs on the website. On Wednesdays right now, we're doing an LPI Linux certification study, so anybody's welcome to join. We've already had the first little meeting, but that wasn't actually going over anything. So this Wednesday, if anybody wants to come, and you know whether or not they want to get certified or they just want to learn more about Linux, definitely urge them to come. So far, I've seen the Techie Geek show. They recorded a show earlier today. I haven't seen anybody in Podnest. I've seen somebody in Mitcast after our show last night. So far, it's pretty busy.
And I'd just like to say I've offered the guys there for the LPI certification that we reserve a Friday for them if they want to put out their show uncut or unedited on the HPR network, because there is such a interest in Linux, and I already started a LPI cert certification mini-series. So I think it would be really cool if you guys are interested that you could put it out on the HPR network and we'll reserve a show, because it's only, I think you're only running it for up until the Ohio Linux Fest, is that correct?
Yeah, it's going to be till August, I forget where.
So that would be, I think, an ideal thing to support and promote on the HPR network. If you guys, the offer's there, if you want to take it up, that's very good.
I'll definitely mention it to the
okay,
rest of the guys.
And,
sounds great.
I just want to make it clear to people that these guys have put the server up. We do have a channel on there. It's a bit like IRC, but instead of talking, typing, all you need to do is talk. It's really, really simple, and it's a great way for people to record shows. I guess both sides could record, just press the record button. So if you're interested in doing a HPR show on any particular topic, come on to this Mumble server, press the record button, and away you go. Talk, and then submit it to us. If you don't have the account information, send us an email at admin@hackerpublicradio.org, and we'll send you the magic key to get into the HPR kingdom.
And likewise, on Friday evenings, if anybody wants to come to Linux Basics, it's an open mic discussion. We bring whatever topics we feel like talking about.
Sounds absolutely fantastic. And I'd like to thank you all for listening to the show. I'd like to thank the guys at OpenSpeak for making this resource available to the community, and hopefully loads of people will take advantage of it, especially for multi-conference shows. And with that, anyone else got anything else that they want to add?
I think we should also do the next community news with Mumble and have other people join.
That's a very good idea, in fact. Before saying that, I want to see how much of a hassle it is to edit and record edit the show. But from this, it looks kind of good, and we could have people come on and give reviews of some of the shows that they listen to in the month. So if you want to come on, we'll publish on the mailing list when we intend to do this, and people can just jump on and let's do it.
Let's try.
Okay, good stuff. Okay, thank you very much, everybody, and I'll go and edit this.
Yeah, good luck. I hope it's not too bad.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. for more information on the show and how to contribute your own shows, visit hackerpublicradio.org.